What? Shit happened behind the scenes, too.
Yeah. Like, I got almost no sleep. So...
Oh, did you never go to sleep last night?
No.
Fuck.
So, a professional doxer, like, not Cosmo or Owu, like, somebody who actually does it for a living, got Anon's full information and Bonby's full information and called Anon, and Anon's mom answered. And,
wow.
Yeah, like, that's, like, I fully understand that you're not a fan of Anon, and I mean, also not a fan of Anon.
I tried to warn everyone here. I tried to fucking warn them. You piss off the wrong person, you're fucked. It will literally ruin the rest of your life because identity theft is not something you can run away from.
And yeah.
They didn't care, so.
Yeah, and a lot of this is their own making, so anyway.
I've heard this shit firsthand before. I know what it's like.
Anon tried to peel the guy off, and he was not having any of it because he had his mind made up about Anon and the whole situation. So his next phone call was going to be this morning, this afternoon, to Bonby's parents. And he was going to tell Bonby's parents about, like, the whole situation, everything. So... this morning, I got a fucking, I got a very early, because she's in Germany, a very early DM from Centaur, who was absolutely gutted. And she got a goodbye message from Bonby saying that she would probably never hear from Bonby again, and Bonby was completely... devastated, and her parents were probably going to take all of her electronics.
Centaur said this?
Bonby said this.
Bonby said this to Centaur.
Yeah, to Centaur. So Centaur was obviously completely distraught. And then I went and did what I do. I contacted the doxer. The end situation is he's not going to do anything else with anybody else.
How'd you manage that?
A lot of talking. We're not on extremely good terms, or I would show you, like, the end result. Well, I can show you a nameless end result screenshot. I can do that.
I mean, I don't really care. It's my mistake was I got too involved, but the reason I got involved is because I have seen this happen before at varying levels. To various people, both personally and online.
Yeah,
and
it's fucking terrible.
It
fucks up the
rest of your life, and if you don't think it does, then you're an idiot.
The way he conducts himself, like, it draws a lot of undue attention. It makes him look like
both of them.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, that's why this guy came in and went after them. Like,
I mean, I'm done warning people. If whatever the fuck happens, they brought it on themselves.
Yeah. I get that. I jumped on a grenade. I didn't have to.
I finally have just figured out that I need to let past experiences be and not let them influence me on this, because clearly the people here, as much as literally everyone in their lives is trying to tell them not to fucking be an idiot, then they're still doing it.
Well, the cool thing about
their life, they can do it.
The cool thing about the server that we're in is... since everything is permissible, nobody really pulls anything. You know what I mean?
Hmm?
Since you can do whatever you want, there's no taboo, right? So, like, we don't really have people that just shit up chat.
Oh,
like, our voice chat's fairly well conducted.
Yeah.
Our chat rooms are fairly well conducted. Of course, occasionally you will get a Nick posting or whatever, but, like... it isn't a constant chore because, like, I don't give a fuck. I didn't want to do this. Yeah, that's a whole other story. It's a whole other topic. But because of what's going on with Anon server and the way he conducts himself and the way that they ERP in chat, like, they ERP incest porn, like...
Yeah, that's fucking disgusting. They really fucking
And then they fucking like kick and ban people for doing the same thing.
I'm trying to find a DM I had the other day because it may be related to this. But I mean,
Anyway,
it's not.
you had some shit you wanted to spit about, so I'll let you say whatever.
Let me find this DM first.
Okay.
Where the hell is that? Here we go. Here we go. I know. Okay, here's. I'll read a quote to you from this person I was talking to. This is them talking. I know someone who pisses off, quote, bad actors for a job, and he's doing just fine. Does that. Do any of those words sound familiar to you?
Yeah, absolutely. Bad actors is a term that I use a lot.
Yeah, I know.
I just use it as a reference to like people who like just shit things up and are inconsiderate in general.
Let's see. They have a white skull on a black background as their picture, and when they first joined, their name was Browser.
Huh.
Do you
Yeah,
recognize that person? Now
that
it's
does ring
Walmart
a bell.
M&M. Are they related to
Now.
this?
No.
Okay. Just my instinct, the way you worded that sounded very familiar to the conversation I had with that person.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a turn of phrase that I actually use. I mean, I'm not the one to coin it though, like referring to people that shit things up as bad actors is not. Like, I don't have license on that.
Let's see here. I talked to him because he was shit, I don't remember how the conversation was going, but I think he was in members chat talking to people, and everyone was shitting on him because he was being a lot like me, actually, like taking things way too seriously and this and that.
Outspoken, yeah.
Yeah, and I can't remember how the conversation was going. I want to tell you, but I can't remember. But I say, who are you? And he says, why does it matter? And I say, it matters. So are you being serious right now? And I say, if so, leave while you still can. And he asks, why are you warning me? And I tell him, you know, the people you're talking to, they're actual degenerates, blah, blah, blah. You really shouldn't fucking take things too seriously. And he says,
Yeah.
thanks for the info. And I say, lol, I haven't told you anything. And he says, and I say, and I know you don't believe me, there's no reason to. And he says, yet I do. You've saved me a lot of time. That one was interesting. Jump down a little. He says, if you try or collude in doxing me, I'll know. And I say, why on earth would I be speaking to you if I remotely cared about that? And he says, are you Percival? And I'm like, no.
Percy's the new member.
Yeah. I recognize the name. That's about it.
Yeah.
And he, I think at that point this guy had sort of figured out who I am, just from like hearing about me. And he says, he starts asking about that, and he says, and I say, I can't confirm or deny anything. And I say, my position is far more precarious than yours. And at this point, like, I'm not telling him anything. I'm just fucking with him to see where it goes. He says, but why can you not confirm nor deny? You can at least list something, unless, of course, you're making this up, which I don't think you are. And he says, and I say, you're welcome to interpret whatever I tell you as bullshit, blah, blah, blah. And he says, okay, well, how about this? List something and say no name. And then the conversation jumps down to where we get to talking about doxing. And he says, why would I be afraid of being doxed by some people? And he says, lots of people can dox, is what I'm saying, including myself.
It's a really weird place for the conversation to progress to.
Yeah, I'm paraphrasing a lot here.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm just curious as to what convinces you, because I'll be damned if I'm fooled by a herd of dumb sheep. And this one's interesting. I say, everyone you think you're speaking to has two faces, and the face you'll see isn't the one you should trust. And he says, that's true. But to be brutally honest, a lot of them don't have good lives. And it's just like, how do you know any of these people? You don't know them. And then jumps down again and he says, these instances you stay quiet on, don't stay quiet. I am no threat to you if you are who you say you are. And I say, ah, but I've never told you who I am, never spoken a word to you before this conversation. And I don't see you as a threat. And he says, then open the door, flip the bag of marbles, pull the curtain.
What?
Yeah, that's what he said.
That's so fucking weird. Well, the person has a penchant for dramatics, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, here he says, here it is again. He says, how much action exists, referring to the docs list? And I say action, and he says, people acting on the contents of the list.
None. Quote,
taking action, bad actors, dot, dot, dot.
Well, really nothing's happening with that.
No. It's people are extremely lucky that the people that do have information, for the most part, are not the type of people that would start taking action like that. This one's interesting. He says, I do not fear death or repercussions of exposure of private details, but imposing those may provide a shameful presence. That one was interesting.
Provide a what?
Provide a shameful presence.
Get the fuck out of here, Hershey. Go.
And then after that he says, I know someone who pisses bad actors off for a job, and he's doing just fine.
Ha! He never said who that was, huh?
Didn't say. I haven't messaged him back after that, though.
What was this person's screen name, or have you told me?
Browser.
Browser.
That was his first screen name, anyway.
I guess that's an alt.
Oh, so after I fucking changed my name, Cosmo fucking messaged me. Does he seriously not know me? Like, have I really actually been off his radar, or just not a concern for him?
You're not a big concern for
him. I mean, surely he knows who I am. But he says, who are you? And yeah. I say, who are you? And he says, Cosmo, you changed your name, so I don't know who you are.
He knows that you have beef with Anon, and I think that that's like a shared
thing that you have. But has he seen the whole meeting stuff?
He saw some screenshots, but it's not his style. All he wanted out of that was for his end goal was that somehow I march away with Anon Sir. Like, he DM'd me a bunch.
You to do what?
To essentially take away, like, make Anon server completely point vacant.
Yeah, that's about the same sentiment he had talking to me.
Yeah. And I mean, my prediction was that we would just split the population in half.
That's effectively happened.
Like, yeah, no, it's exactly what happened. It's exactly what I don't know. I'm not at all saying I told you so, but I knew that it was
No,
just going to split
it's
the
not an I told
community.
you so, but I think at this point the situation's really different, so it's more of a question of is that really a bad thing?
Yeah, I that definitely opens some things up.
Like I don't think it's that bad. I think the people that we care about are all in the Second Circle now,
Yeah, and I
so.
think that a lot of people were ready to move on, and
Isn't
if
that
Anna,
an I told you so on my part?
yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, I didn't act perfectly. I think that that's apparent. And between the two of us, like I was definitely the bad actor in that scenario.
You became the bad actor because everyone. It's. I expected Anna to shit on me. I expected that. What I didn't expect was literally every other fucking person to throw me under the bus as well. So that's where you became the bad actor in that situation, if you think you
Yeah.
were. Because, let me find this message. Bomby Bomb said earlier. He said, "Also, it's been a while since I tried to convince Youth to come back. And honestly, of everyone, he was done over worse than anyone else here. He was treated like a maniac for no reason." And that was on your server earlier today.
Yeah, I think that's fair. So when you did come back, I was excited. I was eager for you to come back and like I don't know, hang around and chat with people and just like these things tend to pass over way more easily than people want to believe. I think most of the people here were eager to, at least people that knew you or cared about you at all, were eager to like not have this whole thing be like a used to joke and here's a black stain. Like that sucked really bad, and I felt really bad
Yeah, it
about it.
did.
And it quickly got out of my control. And then I knew if you came back, you'd be like, okay, so here's Black with his fucking with his server with 50 people in it, like.
It's clear, very clear to me who is and is not on my shit list at this point, and there are many people that I will never talk to again after that shit that went down.
Yeah.
And
So.
the funny thing is now, a lot of the people that were shitting on me earlier, after this past like weekend, all the shit that's went down, some of them I've noticed are sort of starting to change their views, and they're starting to think like, oh, maybe Youth was onto something. And I'm like, yeah, you fucking retards.
Yeah. And it's an easy gotcha.
It is.
Yeah.
It's kind of cathartic to see shit happening, see
Yeah.
shit playing out like almost exactly like I said it would. Oh, huh, the place is burning down. Who tried to fucking warn you?
Yeah, no, it is vindicating, and you always did have a good long view and perspective on things. I think if anything, I was dealing with a bunch of things at once, and I got really impatient, and I just went rogue. I really don't know what else to say.
It certainly did pour fuel on the fire.
Yeah.
It kept things interesting. Be that for better or worse, it did keep things
Yeah.
interesting.
So, yeah, I think the server that we have now is probably going to take off or die. I don't know. I really don't care. It's not very put together very well or very thoughtfully, but it was a place to escape what. See, I thought that the result of that meeting was going to be that maybe we would find some sort, because I thought the common voice was people wanted a moderate reform, but a little bit more input and a little bit more democratization. And at the end, apart from you and Anon blowing gaskets at each other, he had agreed to do like a monthly or biweekly sort of town hall or something like that, and let people say their piece. So
Yeah, that's what happened.
I actually left that with some amount of optimism. I understand that you're completely skeptical, or not skeptical, just incredulous that that would happen. I thought that there maybe was some goodwill built there, because what I cared about was that what I saw as the bulk of people wanted was like a little bit of change. But since then, like the amount that he's spurged and the amount that like it's gotten fucking insane. Like his server is
His server is insane.
he was literally in a fight with his mods earlier because he decided to have an all-out brawl with Deep, and him and Bonby called
Oh yeah,
Deep a
Red
fucking
posted that a minute ago, and I didn't
yeah.
read it.
Call Deep a pedophile in front of 100 fucking people. And so Viceroy and Sam are like, what the fuck? Like, and I don't
Fuck
care that you're
Viceroy
Edmund.
and Sam. I'm never gonna talk to those people again.
But
Unless they
I
do a
mean,
complete 180.
they were like, we're gonna delete these posts. I don't care that it's the admin. Like, this is fucking inappropriate.
Nah, fuck Vice. He, both Vice and Sam were very clearly against me, and it's that really, well, not so much. Well, yeah, no, from both of them, it really surprised me that they sided with Aiden so quickly, and to see them turning, doing a 180 on that right now is also sort of,
I mean,
pleasantly surprised.
one thing you and I agreed on is that he's nearly the worst admin we could have had.
Yep. Well, I mean, it only
I
took
didn't.
what, his entire server burning down for people to realize that, but people other than me to realize that. I mean,
I
my
didn't.
whole thing when I talked to you, what was that, like a Tuesday or a Wednesday night, we were all talking in VC.
Yeah.
My whole thing was, yeah, sure, we can have the meeting, give him the benefit of the doubt, but I knew full well that it was not going to accomplish anything. And somewhere in what I wrote for him, I can't be fucking asked to find the quote, but I said, I am certain that things are to a point now that it wouldn't even matter trying to improve his server. And I said, even any attempts at like having staff meetings or taking community input, he probably wouldn't sincerely cooperate with that.
But you understand that what you held at that time was a fringe viewpoint, right?
Yep. It was
And so,
it it
go
it's not
ahead.
something that people could be convinced of. It's just something people have to see for themselves.
Yeah,
And
I
now that
think you're
people are
right.
seeing it, well, there you
What do
go.
you say? Hindsight's 2020, right?
Yeah. And
Now we're
foresight isn't
seeing.
always 20/20.
Yeah, right. No, I think you were onto something that maybe I didn't even see. I thought that things would move along at a fairly consistent pace, and if we could make little improvements, little quality of life improvements here and there, that a few of them would accumulate into enough that things would get a little bit better. I didn't foresee turning into the complete shit show that it has, a few weeks later.
I mean, I'll be honest. I even like the fucking Nazi mods shit and the nuke posting bothers me. I am extremely averse to shit posting. That's just not in my personality. But I made the mistake of expecting that people would stop doing that.
Yeah.
And this whole group of people came together from like 4chan. So
Yeah.
that's sort
So
of fucked up.
I made a channel for it. I don't have to look at it if I don't want to. Like the first night that that channel existed, like Rice Hat was in there posting, I
Ridiculous
don't know,
amounts of porn.
tons of porn, right?
Yeah.
It has no impact on my normal interactions with the guy or the previous interactions I had had, but if he needed to get that out of his system, okay, I don't care. I don't know.
See, I'm different on that. When I look at a person, I can't overlook one feature of them. I look at the whole person. And that's why
Yeah.
it's really hard for me to appreciate people, 'cause it, I can't not see the bad things that have happened. And it's, that makes me a terrible person, right? 'Cause
No, it doesn't
I
make you a terrible
expect
person.
too
It's
much from people.
gonna make your life a lot harder for you.
Yes, it does. It definitely does. Hold on a second. I need to.
cool. I'm microwaving beans.
Thank God tomorrow's Friday. It's gonna be a fucking interesting weekend.
Yeah, I've got to go with my fucking parents to my brother's house, and he lives like 100+ miles away. So I am stuck in the car ride there and the car ride back. I'm not looking forward to either one.
Love driving.
Sunday. Oh, I love driving too. I just don't want to spend all of Sunday with my family. I've got a really fucked up family, dude. Like, not a lot of love there.
Yeah, I can tell.
They put me in an orphanage when I was like 11, and I was there till 16.
I mean, I barely have any family to speak of, so.
Yeah. What's funny is now that I'm an adult and like, I don't know, somewhat adjusted, they like want me around a bunch and hey, don't remember old times when like, you know, when you were completely vulnerable and dependent and we bailed. Never mind that.
I don't know. It seems completely change of subject. It seems not pertinent to ask now, and I don't think that I'm on good terms with enough people to even consider it. But I haven't deleted my server, and obviously I didn't. But I was gonna ask you what your long-term plans were for your server, if you planned on keeping it for everyone. Or if you even thought about that, really.
I haven't
Because
thought a
people are
lot
there,
about it.
they obviously don't want to leave.
Yeah. So that's the thing is, a couple of days after the meeting, I said I was going to nuke the server in 3 hours.
Everyone was just like, haha, no, you're not.
Right. That if Frisk was like, I'll make one, and Gronk was like, I'll make
Frisky
one,
straight up fucking asked me, oh, can you just give me your server? And I was like, dude, fuck no. Are you
and
kidding?
I. So I told Anon, I was like, I'm just going to leave my server, man. Long-term plans. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
I think the people that are there probably want to stay there.
it definitely doesn't have any feeling of permanence. I agree with you there. It feels all temporary and weird.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was cobbled together in like 5 hours by somebody who didn't know anything about Discord servers.
I mean, mine is like literally all of the roles are configured, all of their permissions are tested, and everything is set up.
Yeah, I know
All the
that.
bots are ready to go. I mean, if
You understand that this isn't exclusively my decision, though, right?
Yeah,
Like,
I know. I mean,
I'm the sir.
it doesn't change that it happened, but I know.
Yeah. I would say that keep it around and maybe we can. I think you have to facilitate some goodwill with some of the other people, and then you could bring it up to them if they don't have any interest in keeping Nick posting around. I don't know that any of us are in love with it, but I don't want to speak on their behalf.
I'm not in a position to ask that, and I probably won't ever be after the fucking meeting room shit, because I mean, that is my reputation now. That's not something that's gonna go away. So, if it's gonna happen, it's gonna have to be, like, I would probably make you an admin, because I mean, if you want and people also want to move from your server to something more permanent, like mine.
Yeah, I see what
I
you're
mean,
saying there.
it's coming from your server. I have to make you an admin on mine, or it just wouldn't seem right.
Yeah, right.
But my whole caveat on that is, I don't, like, after the past fucking 3 months, I don't want any of the drama. So if we decide to use my server, it's not gonna be up on about Bombi, and it's not gonna be about TikTok. And that's something that I've done a complete 180 on in
Oh yeah.
since the meeting thing. Like what you were
Well,
saying about making a
Bonby's
server
turned out to
is,
be, yeah, she's turned out to be quite the shitlord anyway.
yeah, when you were talking about a new server and having it not be related to that, I certainly agree with that now, and I think a lot more people do as well. And I mean the community's already split, so that's not even a concern anymore.
Well, it's a hard
I
ask to
mean,
ask a lot of guys that are in their late teens, early 20s, mid 20s to be part of a PG-13 server. You know what I mean? Like that's a pretty
especially if
tough
you're American.
ask. Yeah, especially
But I mean,
considering the source.
they can. I mean, I don't want people to. Well, I do want people to leave Amon server because fuck him. But I don't want people to leave Amon server for mine. Because, but I mean, if the people that we have, the people that are in our group, in your server, if they want to be in a more
A thing that's better
long-term
constructed.
oriented
Yeah.
server that's not at all related to this drama, and they just, want somewhere to hang out, then my server could be that.
Yeah. I can't say anything right now, obviously. There's more representation for my server. Like, I'm not sure Gronk and Log and Red are cool with that. They kind of helped me like run this ship to this point because I didn't.
Yeah.
I
Yeah,
know
I mean,
I never asked for this. If you remember, I was even like very like, "Hey, I might help out with your server for a couple weeks." Like that was my level of interest.
all the people like Gronk, Red, has Log really helped with your server? Like,
Yeah, he
he
has.
actually has admin rights. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. But he actually is also pretty helpful.
It's good to see him just normally talking now, though. That's nice. I
Yeah.
was talking to VC earlier. But yeah, like Gronk and Red, I would totally make them admins on my server and let them, do what they want to do, make channels, make changes, whatever. Because they did put a lot of work into your server, and it's not right to
That's
just say,
cool.
"Oh, new server again." But they wouldn't have to do that work again because it's already been done. The basic
Yeah,
setup's done.
right.
But
It
yeah,
certainly is.
now might not be the time. I mean, if shit continues to burn down or if people continue to just not want anything to do with it, maybe this weekend, maybe wait till the 24th and see what crazy shit happens then.
What I would say is stick around and like be
Yeah.
regular and
Let me find a
ingratiate yourself with people a little bit. And you can broach the conversation with them individually, and then we can sort of all have some sort of a discussion.
Sorry, what? I was looking for a thing.
I said you could talk to each of them individually. We could come together for some sort of a discussion.
I just can't be bothered to put that much effort into it right now.
Yeah.
If people want it, it's there. And
Yeah,
I
yeah.
want to just, like, start inviting people. Hey, this is. But I'm not going to do that. Because I don't want to fucking kill your server. And I know a lot of the people still don't like me. And that's their prerogative. Here it is. You would be surprised. Plans are in motion. Little things get in the fucking way, though. So, I
What is
mean,
this? Hang on, I'm
someone.
making a couple burritos. Sorry. Did you post something in? No, you didn't.
No, this was someone talking to me.
Oh yeah. You can read it then. Go ahead.
No, that's it. You would be surprised. Plans are in motion. So, I mean, this is someone with enough credibility that, yeah, there's probably something new that's going to happen on the 24th.
Oh yeah. Yeah, if
So.
today didn't go completely sideways, which it didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, little things get in the fucking way, though. I'm guessing that was referring to the professional.
Yeah. Had that phone call like gotten to Bonby's parents, yeah, the 24th would not have happened. And how much? And how? I mean, I don't, but she has 600,000 fans. Like, how much would that suck for them? You know what I
How
mean?
much would that suck for them? Don't care. Not a bit. She's a narcissist. She doesn't deserve to have any fans. She might have at
She?
one point, but she certainly doesn't now.
Yeah, she's
Not with the way
definitely
that she's fucking treated people. mean, I went through the whole fucking thing. It didn't hit me as bad as other people. Like, despite what I said in fucking Onion Soup. That's just me being me. I like to be an incendiary person. But yes, some people are having actual fucking meltdowns, and they have been. And for her to have caused that, I don't think that that is an action. I don't think that that is an action befitting someone who has that large a following.
Yeah, it's kind of like beneath the dignity of the station or whatever.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, she's a 15-year-old TikToker, though.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much dignity goes with that station. But you're
It's like
right, like
I want.
she doesn't have to be total fucking aides to her friends.
Yeah, it's like I want to be serious with this, but at the same time, every time I try to be serious, it's just like this is all fucking bullshit. Why should I even
Yeah, it's all really stupid.
do
Which is another reason why I was just like, I was so ready for it to be not. I was like, I will only be involved if it is not a Honker server.
Yeah,
Like
like
that was my
that's
caveat.
what I want it to be now. Like,
Yeah.
just make a fucking server that we can all exist on, you know. If people want to move on, they can move on, and then the people that don't can hang around in that server. Just something with a little more permanence and a little less drama. A lot less drama, actually.
Looks a little less like a shanty town.
Yeah. Well, your server's shaped up pretty well. It definitely feels like it's under construction, but it's a lot better.
I didn't know what I was doing. And once I realized like that they kept inviting people and more people kept showing up, I was like, all right, I'll
Does your
try and
server
make
have
this a little
screen
better.
share?
I don't think so.
Mine does. Haha. Might need to
All
get
right.
people in there for that sweet screen share.
For like
That
art
is pretty cool, though.
tutorials and shit.
Yeah, no, just to hang out. Screen share. Pretty fun.
Beats rabbit.
Yeah.
All right,
Someone
dude,
trained a rabbit yesterday.
I got some dinner and I'm gonna go to sleep after I eat, but I'm gonna hop off. Can we talk again later?
When is later?
Tomorrow or Saturday or something.
All right, I was gonna say like not tonight, but
Oh yeah, not tonight. All right,
I'll be
man.
on
Good
this
talk.
weekend, and probably tomorrow night.
Cool, man.
All right, yeah, later,
It's good
dude.
seeing you around. All right, bye.